Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems. It's time for a Fast Five. And I want you to be honest with yourself. Really honest with yourself. Bring your head a little closer perhaps to the speaker or turn the volume up a little bit because I'm going to whisper the next bit. Go on. You know that when at some point somebody's told you about a battle, you've thought, I'd quite like to have seen that. And that's the thing. History, as some people have called it, is an exotic land where there are familiar moments, but many things that are different. And one thing that we don't tend to see anymore, thankfully, are large formations of troops crashing together in a battle. We could be talking about World War I, or the American Civil War, or the Napoleonic Wars, or we could go back and back and back until we're into ancient Egypt, or even earlier. The fact of the matter is, there was one military historian who said the entire history of warfare can be summarized about creating distance, trying to separate the person doing the killing to the target. Now, obviously, in the very, very earliest of fighting, before history began, it would have been bloody hand-to-hand affairs, maybe with stone tools and implements, possibly with bows and arrows. But what most people don't realise about bows and arrows is they really weren't that good until you get to the longbow and crossbow of the medieval era. They didn't fly half a mile away and hit a target. They were actually much closer to the range than people thought. So the fact of the matter is, yes, it would be exotic to see a battle, but it would be a terrible and awful thing, and we all realise this. You could say it's the gleeful 10-year-old in you that was initially wide-eyed, thinking about, oh, wouldn't it be amazing to see dot, 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 but then you start thinking about the death and the horror and the carnage going on all around you. And obviously you start thinking about your own personal safety as well. And quite frankly, there were times in history where people would turn up and watch at the sidelines of a battle, knowing that they were relatively safe. But that is obviously not something that could have happened in the modern era of mechanized warfare. My other point is this. Well, now, while I've just clearly pointed out that it's something we kind of, in our darkest desires, might want to see, there's also that moral revulsion to all the killing. But it's still cool to see the armour and weapons of that time. And I can't be the only person, surely, who's done this. When somebody's handed me an imitation of, let's say, a medieval broadsword or a gladius from the Roman era, you heft it in your hands, and there is just that part of your brain that goes, cool. And it's a tool of death. That's what it is. But it doesn't stop feeling kind of nice in your hand. Now, I have, there's a few things in life I have yet to try out, and I guess it's always nice to still want to do some things. Now, I have actually worn a male suit of armour, so not obviously on the legs, but basically a shirt of, well, people call it chainmail, but I know that the people in medieval history don't like it being called chainmail, but you know what I mean, okay? With the hood as well. And that felt cool, but I've always wanted to wear full plate armour. Yet to do that, let's see how things go. But, you know, dressing up, isn't that a kid's thing? I'm a grown man with my own children, but I'd still kind of like to try on some plate armour. I've never fired a cannon. Not that I necessarily want to, but it's something that you just cannot separate. There is always this slightly macabre fascination to the art of killing. It's as simple as that. But there will always be a desire to have a look at a gun, or pick up a sword, or put on a helmet. Because, do you know what? Fundamentally, it's a romantic thing. And the idea of the warrior is a perpetual image in civilization. They are brave. And most people want to be brave. So why not, through association of a piece of history, be it even a weapon, to associate yourself with that kind of romantic duality, shall we say, of life and death. Let's not get too heavy. Hopefully you know what I mean and you don't think I'm a complete weirdo. Maybe you want to put some comments underneath this. Thanks for listening. Longer one, as always, on Tuesdays.